Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished with the study of verses 17 through 20. I was asking our listeners to covenant with me to pray for our country and leaders. Ask others to listen as we start at that point today. Our country needs prayer. Now, some of you may think, well, boy, the elections really helped us. I think we're going the right directions. You might have prayed for the election. You might have got the people elected that you wanted to get elected. But, my friend, that doesn't mean beans. It really doesn't. I mean, we may have got a good result from the election. And I know that in this recent presidential election back in 2016, Mr. Trump said some good things, and I believe and hope that he'll carry through on some of those things, especially as those things pertain to God's word and his righteousness. And there are those listening to me today that you're involved to try to bring about that change. But let me remind you, the work is beginning. It hasn't been done yet. The election is not the ending. The inauguration is not the ending. Now, maybe God has given us grace. And so, that being the case, I'm going to ask you, our radio listeners, to covenant with me to pray. Let's pray for our judicial branch. Let's pray that the president will select good, solid judges for the Supreme Court who stay true to the Constitution of the United States, because it's built on what we call the Judeo-Christian ethic. So let's pray for that. Those who are judged righteously as according to the Word of God. And by the way, he'll appoint many lower court judges that can make a difference for years to come. So ask God for a better judiciary in this country daily, and ask the Lord to help all these men and women to judge righteously. Would you covenant with me about that? Secondly, I'm not only asking you to covenant with me to pray for the judicial branch, but let us also pray for the legislative branch of government. Now, I know the losing party was really upset when they lost the election. As a matter of fact, it was right after the election that many of those in that party kind of got upset because they lost in a bill concerning government contracts that religious institutions that have beliefs that may go against the LGBT and businesses that hold to that belief as well, that they could not have government contracts. And praise the Lord, that was defeated, that those governments, those businesses and so forth can still have freedom of their faith and religion. Of course, not only the liberals, it's also the media, which is quite liberal. But I need you to bombard heaven with me, will you? On a daily basis, from now on, that our legislative branches of government nationally, as well as on the state and local levels, will legislate morally, strengthening our defense to protect our nation, while at the same time getting our educational institutions that have for too long taught against our country and a free republic. And my friend, we do not need legislated drugs, gambling, and a host of other debaucheries. If you're listening today, and you in your state had legislated the medical marijuana and you voted for it, if a loved one of yours gets killed by somebody that's under the influence of medical marijuana, just remember this, you voted for it. Now, it'd be great if we get back in our educational institutions where they teach respect for God, country, and parents. So let's pray that our leaders on federal, state, and local levels will legislate morally, that you don't have these bathroom laws popping up as they've tried. And then finally, in regard to government, would you also covenant to pray for our executive branch, particularly our president, as well as his cabinet, and governors across this land? Pray that they will indeed stand strong against the gay marriage debauchery, the murderous abortion debacle, and the anti-Christian movement across this land. And if President Trump did get saved, if he is saved, then let us pray that he will grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In addition, let us pray that the cabinet members who may not be saved will hear the gospel and be saved. Oh, we need to pray that way for our country. And yet, this last thing is different, yet it's the same. It's very dear to my heart. But the local churches of America need revival. As soon as I call social drinking, smoking, dancing, movies, immodesty, CCM, and a host of other things sin, boy, I get people upset with me, and mostly they are Christian people, or at least they claim to be Christian. I know as soon as I do that, that's what will happen. Most of you who are listening and older, you grew up in your youth groups around the church. You know, this type of preaching was the norm. The church, as the temple and worship of Israel in the Old Testament, just before the captivity, is now very worldly. It's unholy. And 1 Peter 4:17 is very clear. Judgment must begin at the house of God. So pray for our preachers to not only name sin, but to name righteousness. And pray that as in the days of Nehemiah, we will rebuild the wall without the help of the world. Pray that our churches will no longer be turning to the arm of the flesh to do the work of God. Women dressed immodestly, standing on the platforms, shaking their bodies sensually in God's house. As Jude 4 says, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. I particularly ask you covenant with me to pray about the need of revival in the local churches across America. Some are toning down, not necessarily promoting, but they're toning down their CCM and other religious rock music. And they work more to defend the religious rock music than they do the truth and righteousness. But as in the day of Israel before the captivity, my friend, were there. And without prayer, without your covenanting with me to pray for the judicial, the legislative, and executive branches and revival throughout our local churches in America. I remember the proclamation that went out from President Abraham Lincoln in 1863, calling upon the people to fast a day of fasting and prayer. But he told them, go to your places of worship, in other words, your local churches or in your homes. He didn't ask for a public ecumenical meeting. Instead, he asked for it without compromise. Seek the face of God, and that's what I'm asking you to do today. I'm also asking that if you are a Christian, you've been listening and you agree with this, I'd like you to write us the address our announcer will give here in a few moments, or email us through the website that he'll give you. But let us hear from you. And let us just know whether you're going to covenant to pray for God to do a work in our local church, to do a work in our legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government, to bring about righteousness, to judge righteously, to legislate morally, and to direct in the ways that please God most, going away from unrighteousness and going to His true hope. Will you do that? Father, I pray now that as I've just given this message, there may be people who are listening who will respond, and they'll give their whole heart and their whole life to prayer. There are many people that have white hair in their head that are no longer in the job market. They've retired from this world's vocation. But they're still able to pray. And I pray that they'll be a solid prayer warriors praying for me, this preacher, but also for our local churches and our government, judicial, legislative, and executive branches of government. May they covenant to pray. May they go to their local churches and walk to their altar and pray and make this covenant with God, as well as to let us know they're making this covenant. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'd make this great and mighty move at this time. In Jesus Christ's most precious and holy name, I pray it. Amen. If you just agreed with that prayer and you will covenant to pray with us, would you write us and let us know? We do want to hear from you. We want to be able to know that we've got people praying with us. We've got people praying for us. And will you do that? That is so important. I'm not asking for questions. I'm not asking for critics. I'm not asking for debate. I'm asking for you to pray and to seek the face of God. Oh, I hope you'll do that. Well, I see that our time is up. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His